If you would, turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. I promised this was coming. And you know me, when I preach, I go line upon line, step upon step. I don't skip. I don't select passages. I don't cherry pick. Whatever is there, I do. The reason why there's a lot of well-liked preachers is they don't. They cherry pick. They choose a nice little positive thought. Everybody goes home feeling good. I just go through what the Word says. Guess what I've got to preach on for the next couple of Sundays? Slaves, be obedient to your masters. This is not talking about employee-employer relationships. I've seen a commentary on Ephesians where they immediately go into the application of these verses to employer-employee relationships. Employers, be kind to your employees, and employees, obey your employer. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about something that today may sound strange to your ears. He's talking about people who own other people. Believe it or not. He's talking about slavery. And Christianity's dealings with that social condition. Now, in order to introduce this, I'm going to shock you. You know, Pastor Dave does this all the time. If I was a normal preacher, and you know I can't do anything normally, I would just preach a boring sermon, tell you what the passage essentially means, in my opinion. But I want to shock you this morning. Some of you aren't going to like what I'm about to say. But get in line. I tell you, if you don't like my preaching, there's a huge line, L.A., ahead of you, wanting to take a slap. So don't get out of your place in line. I got news for you this morning. You ready? You're a slave. And I'm not talking just spiritually. Some of you think, well, yeah, spirit. No, I got news for you. Slavery never went away. It got more sophisticated and more subtle. There's a principle that the elites use that when they're about to do anything, they announce it publicly beforehand to tell you what they're going to do, because they think you're so stupid that you won't even pick up on what they're about to do. That's how slick the ruling powers of our world are. Now, we learned this morning from Ephesians that behind the human ruling powers are principalities and powers. I'm going to shock you. There are good indications that many of the leaders in the world are direct worshipers of Lucifer. If you think that that's not true, you haven't done the background research. You've lived in a shell. And you prefer not to know, like the horse that has blinders on. There have been indications of this constantly. The reality is that children are trafficked and sacrificed by the elites in Europe and other places in America because of human enslavement. Haitian children were being trafficked. They caught 30 children. They take them in, use them for sacrifice. If you think I've lost my ever-loving mind, frankly, you just don't know. They tried to cross the Dominican border from Haiti to traffic these children. They got caught, and certain politics in America and political parties and people stopped the prosecution of someone that was trying to traffic. Here's what they use those precious children for: sexual perversion, Luciferian sacrifice, selling of their body parts. Now, I told you that the elites, and this is how I'm going to get your attention on slavery. You're all going to think, you're not going to like this sermon. I'm used to it. But this is what's going on. And I told you, the elites announce these kind of things before they do it because they think we're so stupid, and we are, that they can announce it beforehand as a principle and get away with it. I want to tell you about a man. His name was George Orwell. Well, actually, his name was not George Orwell. He was Eric Blair. Eric Arthur Blair. You know him as George Orwell. In high school, I had to read not only the French Revolution with Madame Lafarge and her knitting needles, I had to read Lord of the Flies, too. You remember that one? Bunch of kids get shipwrecked and turn into a bunch of animals and kill each other. And we also had to read, when they required reading in the schools, and the reason why schools are in the shape they're in is, as they do what they're about to do, they don't want the people to know that they're being more and more enslaved. Eric Blair wrote a book called 1984. Eric Blair was connected to certain elites in occult societies. It takes too long to explain this. You can just say Pastor Dave's crazy, but it's not. He was connected to certain elites who were Luciferians. Their principle is, announce what we're going to do to these idiots long before we do it, because they won't stop us anyway. This is one of the principles they work off of. 1984. How many read it? Eric Arthur Blair used a pseudonym. He was part of an elite secret group out of England, connected to the Royal Society and other parts of England. And if you think England is out of control, you'd be surprised at how England heads up much of the Luciferian groups of Europe. He wrote a book in which the government would soon have the ability to put in a society in which every move of its population would be known, recognized, spied upon, and everything regulated. That Winston, the character, couldn't even in his apartment not be observed by his television. That his speech, what he spoke and whispered, even in his bedroom, would be monitored by the government to make sure it was politically correct and went with the current thinking of the elites. You have no idea. Maybe you do. How many of you own a Samsung television today? Vizio. Do the research. Samsung, Vizio, and all smart televisions have secret little areas in them that track everything you say in the intimacy of your bedroom. Everybody has a television in the bedroom, yes? In your living room? Have you heard about Alexa? The little thing starts laughing at people within the night. All of a sudden, Alexa, the little thing, Alexa, please play some music. Alexa, who's Jesus Christ? I don't know. Who's Muhammad? Well, he was a great religious leader. It laughs at people in the middle of the night. A cackling, dark, frightening laugh. Listen to me. That's not a computer mistake. The elites know what they're doing. Let's get back to the Samsung television. Vizio, Samsung, all of them have not only the ability to send you sound and voice and visual, they have in your television built in, acknowledged by Samsung, investigated by all sorts of agencies, the ability to hear and see everything you do. Alexa picks up, how many have an Alexa in their home? Anybody? Alexa? Well, by the time Jeff Bezos and Amazon are done, you won't be able to live without Amazon. How many have a cell phone? True story. I had a guy come in to my office Friday, told me something, a very dark secret, because he was involved in the military. He made sure all phones were off. Forgot to tell Sandy that. Yes? What do you mean? Let me just frighten you a little bit as I introduce slavery to you, because everybody says, oh, that was so Roman times and yesterday, and oh, that used to happen in the 19th century. You have no idea right now what's going on. The goal of the Luciferians is for a ruling elite oligarchy of wealthy, moneyed controllers of currency to take charge, and you become serfs in their control system. This is where it's going. How many of you use Facebook? How many of you have Googled? Both Facebook and CIA, it is a fact. This is not conspiracy theory. And by the way, it was 1967 where the CIA decided to take the word conspiracy and make it into, oh, you must be crazy if you believe in conspiracy. A 1967 article was written designed to make you think that anybody that believes that they're conspiring against you is a nut, when actually they've discovered that people that understand this and know about the conspiracy have a marked degree of intelligence that the sheep don't have. Facebook and Google, all of these social media, are recording everything you do. As a matter of fact, the other day I downloaded, because someone told me about this, I downloaded from my Facebook settings. It says go to settings, go to everything we know about you in Facebook, and then they will download to you everything they know about you. You say, well, I don't have Facebook, Dave. Facebook, whether you have it or not, is able to monitor even non-Facebook participants and know everything that you say and do. Here is what the government has developed that they don't want you to know about. In America, Dave? Yeah. They have artificial intelligence systems. I was told about this. That has a form of sentience, self-conscious. You say, oh, no. Our computers can't do that. Well, we're 50 to 70 to 80 years ahead of where they let you know. They have artificial intelligence that scans every one of your emails, Every one of your Google searches, everything you've ever done, and has a logarithmic program to determine your psychological disposition as a person. To understand how you think and what you would do in certain circumstances. And it's collected constantly. Every phone call you make. You say, well, you know, Pastor Dave, I have nothing to hide. Oh, yeah? Wait till they make something illegal in our country that you thought it was nothing to hide. They know about it. There is in Utah a intelligence headquartered that they just built in Utah. I forget, Bluffdale, Utah, I forget. That is the largest facility in the world for the collection of data from Facebook, Google, every search you've made, every phone call, every bit of data that you do, every camera that recorded you on the highway as you're going down. It collects in this Utah facility, and they have to have tons of water brought in every day to keep the servers cool from all the data collection. Let me tell you about what they've developed. It's called a Yota byte. The spelling of it I have seen is different at times. How many have ever gone to Costco, Sam's, and seen these 2 terabyte hard drives that you can make a cup? Okay. That's 2 terabyte. It's about an inch long. They say that a yotabyte, if you took the 2 terabytes and you put them together flat, not like this, but flat together, 1 inch each, and you put together enough of those 2 terabytes to stretch it from here to Mars, you'd have the recording capacity of 1 yotabyte. The center in Utah has untold numbers of yotabyte capability. Everything that you do, how many have ever heard of Mr. Christian in Georgia and the Georgia Guidestones? Anybody hear of the Georgia Guidestones? Back in 1981, a wealthy person, unknown to this day, walked into a bank, said, here's a check for X hundreds of thousands of dollars. I want you to build a monument. Just like Eric Arthur Blair, they announced what they're going to do. It is a monument. In Georgia, I had a student, before you think I've lost my ever-loving mind, who lived in Georgia right next to it. He used to go there and look at it. It cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to a granite company to build. You can download the story of it. They have a PDF of it. Man says, here's hundreds of thousands of dollars. I want you to build this. I want you to make it into a 4-sided block, huge, 30 feet high, and I want you to put 10 things on it. Do you know what's on that Georgia Guidestone? Their plan is to reduce the population of the world to 500 million. How many people are in this world? How many people are in this world right now?
7 billion.
So their plan is to reduce the world to 500 million. Where are the 6.5 billion other people going? By the way, do this one if you've got... Go ahead. You should check me on these things because I love to see the look on students when I do this. And they go and go, oh my, I can back. I found that out. It's true. D- Deagle.com is a military, United States former military website. Deagle, Deagle.com. It says the current population of America is 275 million in 2015, and it says by 2025 the population of America will be 64 million. Anybody want to explain to me what Deagle is saying by that? They're predicting that between now and 2025, the population of America will go down to 65 million. That means, let's see, 275 minus 65. Where are 210 million people going to go? I wouldn't take a big deal about it, except it's former military that work with intelligence agencies in our government. So what do they know? I haven't talked to you about the banking system. Whether you like it or not, and believe me, and I've had arguments with people over this, the banking system that we are involved in is a form of slavery. There are 55 million homeless people in Los Angeles. If you don't stay within the banking system, guess what becomes of you? You become homeless. They sell you on a 3%, 3.5% mortgage. Oh, did I discover the fraud on that? $2,000 mortgage per month, the banksters. By the way, I have kids come from Spain. He was a banker. And that's what I've always saw him the other day. I said, "Bankster, how you doing?" He knows it's true. 3% loan? Here's what happens. You pay $2,000 a month for whatever that 3% loan. $1,500 of it goes to interest. How in the wide world is that 3% robbing you? If you don't pay your mortgage, what happens? You don't pay your car payment, what happens? Even if you own your home outright, what happens if you don't pay your state taxes on the property? See, the banking system is designed by the satanic elite to enslave you. I listened to a banker. I sent it to Linda Mattia. She's the only one that will listen to me. That's okay. But I've learned that when you tell people this, it takes them getting used to these things, because it's frightening to think when Paul talks about slavery, we all think, wow, am I glad I don't live in that day? The slavery is worse today. He was a banker. His name was Ronald Bernard. Linda, do you remember the guy? Look this up. Ronald Bernard was involved in banking in Europe. He gives his testimony, and Rick's going to look me up. Rick's talking to his phone so that the government knows. Right now, Rick, at 11:49, you listened to his testimony. Here is what he found. He was one of the best, smartest bankers in the Dutch Netherlands, rising star. And so the banking families took notice of him. They use it as a filtering system, and they take notice of you, and they invited Ronald Bernard. The real control of this world is money, not government. And he got invited to the Luciferian parties of the bankster families. His witness is, Linda, am I lying? He gets invited to the parties where they openly worship Lucifer. He liked the parties, he said. Linda, I want Linda. And you know, as a Sicilian, she will jump on me. If I misrepresent this, Linda, you jump on me. He got invited to the parties and he liked it. He didn't mind. He thought it was cute when they worshiped Satan. And a lot of women he could date and some really wild parties like, what's that one with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise? What's that one called? Eyes Wide Shut. It's exactly that. He gave his testimony. You ought to listen to it. The reason why I thought it was sincere, he broke down and he cried. You know what he said? He was moving up. He was participating in the Luciferian parties where they'd asked Lucifer to prosper their dealings. And they even said Lucifer would appear to them. Some type of angelic form would appear to them to do this. See, you just have no idea because everybody has to slap out a life, you know, and it's, you got to work. And he liked it. But if you want to move up in this system that really controls the world, here's what they said, just to prepare you for what we're about to go into. He said that they came to him one day and that said, we like your work as a banker. I hope you've enjoyed our parties. He said, yes, I've enjoyed the parties. They said to him, now, if you want to move up in this world, because we really do have the control, and they do, it's money that's enslaved you. Who was the one group that Jesus got mad at? The one group that he made a whip. He said, if you want to move up further, there's something you have to do for us. And at that point, Ronald Bernard started to tear up. You can kind of get a feel for a guy. They said this to him. You ready? Well, we're going to have a party in which we're going to want you to, here we go, I don't know how they phrased it to him, we want you to torture a child and sacrifice him to Lucifer. Linda, have I said anything that you didn't hear? That's what's really going on in this world. And all of your politicians in Europe and America, it's about to come out. I can't tell you why I know this, but this is about to come out. I'm preparing you for something. And Ronald Bernard broke down. And he said, I couldn't do that. And they washed him out of the banking system. I just read an article that the CIA, in order to compromise other world leaders, if those world leaders are pedophiles, the CIA, your central intelligence agency, will provide children for them and tell their agents, listen, this is your job. If they are kinky with little kids, you provide them, and don't you question what we ask you to do. And they film it. Ronald Bernard was washed out when he wouldn't do that. Because it's the top elites of Europe and America and the Federal Reserve and everything else that you've seen is an elite Luciferian system that here's their goal in mind. Eric Arthur Blair told you what they're going to do. They're going to make it so that you can't flush the toilet without the government and the elites knowing about it. And I wouldn't be a pastor and love my flock if I didn't warn you that what I'm telling you may be shocking. And you're going to say to me, Pastor Dave, would you stick to the Bible? The reason why you need to know this is the future doesn't look good. And we are enslaved. And this is where it's at. And so these verses this morning, when we get into them, now that I've scared you, are going to be very relevant. You can't look at this and say, well, hey, Dave, that was a long time ago. We don't do those things. Lincoln freed the slaves in 1863. Oh, yeah? The elites had a different way. You know what the elites said about this? When we're done with enslaving them, they will love their slavery. Do you love your slavery? Well, you do in a way because you don't know you're in it. That's the smartest way to do it. Here is what Paul said. Slaves, be obedient to your masters. Slaves, Be obedient to your masters. You say, but I'm a Christian. Somebody read for me Galatians 4:7. Someone read to me Galatians 4:7. Willie's always willing.
Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
True or false? As a Christian, when you came to know Jesus, you are no longer a slave. True or false? I heard both. I heard someone say true, and I heard George say false. Somebody read for me Romans 1:1.
Paul, a bondservant.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Wait, he just told me I am free in 4:7 in Galatians. Now he's saying that I am a what? A doulos. That's the only time I mention Greek. So, which is it, Christian? Are you a slave? Or are you free? Did not Paul say in Galatians 4:7? What'd you just read, Willie?
Son and heir.
What did you just read in 1:1?
Bond slave.
Which one are you? Okay, you'll have to come back next week for that answer.